Dear listeners, wherever you are on the road, in the office, or at home, on the couch, we welcome you to our podcast, Be Out for All Talks, your go-to podcast for all things surrounding business intelligence and data analytics from a Swiss perspective. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and trends from experts in the international and national field so you can stay up to date on the latest technologies, strategies, and best practices. From big data and machine learning to data visualization and predictive analytics, we cover it all. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn something new. Today, we bring you Dr. Mimi Zhu, co-founder of Deriskly Limited, who shares her insights on the topic of AI in customer service, a journey from customer data analytics to chatbots. Welcome and thank you, Mimi, for being here with us and taking the time to share your expertise with us on this interesting topic.
Thank you very much for having me, Branka.
Well, I met you, I believe, last year.
Yes.
And maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that connection, how you met me.
No, it's great to reconnect. I was your teacher at this course that I was teaching in Zurich on digital masterclass course at HWZ in Zurich. Today, it's wonderful, obviously, to reconnect with you because this is an area that we are both very interested in, and I'm sure our listeners listening in have an interest in.
Thank you so much, Mimi. I was super excited to actually have met you at that course and also enjoyed very much your lectures at the Harvard University. Thank you for that. Let's dig a bit deeper and get to know you better. Who is Mimi Zhu? Could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself, your career, and your field of expertise? Because I know you have done a lot so far.
Oh, you're very kind, Branka. I ask myself this question every morning. Who am I? I'm going to keep it brief, focusing on my professional career. I trained in economics, management and law in Australia, and then was very lucky to have completed a PhD from the University of Oxford in the UK. I've got about almost two decades of very diverse experiences in business, law, academia, policy and government. Over the last 5 to 6 years, I've developed a real passion for deep tech innovation, especially in the area of AI, as well as related legal and regulatory and ethical issues around AI. So at Oxford, I set up the first legal tech innovation lab a few years ago, and I co-founded Deriskly with a team of scientists from Oxford. And so Deriskly basically applies AI models that our team at Oxford have developed to help businesses transform their customer support and reputational management so that they can proactively address potential customer service issues in real time and prevent complaints and negative feedback from occurring.
Wow, excellent. That's exactly why I loved your lectures. So let's dig deeper into today's topic, because that is a very interesting topic, the growing use case for AI in customer services. Why is AI so suitable for this specific sector? And what is the current problem with customer service?
Wow, this is a big problem. So there's been obviously a lot of developments in terms of the tools that have been used by businesses to support their customers with a better service. But let's take the example of the financial sector, a huge sector in the UK and in Switzerland as well. Mm-hmm. In the UK, every year, financial services firms receive around 3.5 to 4 million complaints.
Wow.
These are actual just official complaints that are reported to the regulators here. And there are many more problems that customers experience with financial services firms that are not included in this 4 million complaints data. So we know that despite developments in customer service tools, there are still many problems that companies of all sizes face when it comes to delivering excellent customer service, which obviously leads to better growth. And also on the compliance side, there's been a lot of requirements by regulators now that you have to, it's not just a business case for better customer service, but you have to demonstrate that you have delivered good customer outcomes, particularly for consumers.
It's the number is really quite astonishing, I must say. 3.5 to 4 million complaints.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the UK. So,
yes, exactly. And I'm sure that goes beyond UK as well into other markets. Mm-hmm. So in my understanding, AI could help with tackling these issues, right? Can you explain how exactly can AI help with this? Because we're talking about AI very often, like it could, you know, solve issues here and there. But I think we need specific use cases to really try to elaborate more on that, how we can, apply AI.
Yeah, so basically, we're very much focused on prevention. So we have identified a niche in the market where AI can really help businesses prevent issues and problems and complaints before they even happen. And there are three ways I can just briefly mention that AI can do so. So the first is actually analyzing large volumes of customer interactions. We're talking about really large volumes. So, you know, businesses that get maybe even hundreds of emails, other kind of emails or other channels, chat, social media, reviews. AI has the ability to quickly and accurately identify, for example, sentiment in these customer interactions, particular topics that would be quite urgent to resolve. And this is done in real time. And so this ability to analyze large data sets of customer interactions and also other types of company data can allow businesses to address any potential issues with customer service before complaints arise or escalate further into potential legal claim. So that's one way through analytics that AI can really help. On the topic of analytics, there is what's called predictive analytics. So AI can look at patterns and trends in historical data and identify potentially the risk of a customer becoming dissatisfied. So again, it's this sort of prevention function that AI is able to very much support in customer service so that businesses can address the issues before complaints even occur. And of course, everyone's talking about chatbots these days. So AI-powered chatbots are suddenly very in vogue right now. Obviously, chatbots can, be there 24/7, whereas we need to sleep as humans. And chatbots have been used quite a lot in customer service tools over the past few years to help a business's customers resolve the issues efficiently. If they're basic inquiries, most of the chatbots have focused on common problems, basic kind of issues that customers face, and that can obviously resolve many issues and complaints that are quite simple, and that leaves time for human customer service agents to deal with the more complicated stuff.
Okay. Do you think that chatbots, like, you know, in real life, I have come across like a lot of websites where they only use chatbots. So you kind of like have no longer the human interaction. And sometimes the chatbots are kind of limited in their actions and reactions.
Absolutely.
How How do we deal with that? How do you see that? You know, what is your point of view on specifically on the chatbots?
Absolutely. Well, I don't like chatbots. I'm going to be very, I mean, of course, before, well, ChatGPT, I mean, the company that produced ChatGPT, there's been earlier versions, but I think it obviously we have to lead the discussion ultimately to ChatGPT because that's what everyone's talking about these days.
I know. It's quite impressive, I would say. ChatGPT is the buzz right now, right?
Yeah. But you're absolutely right, Branka. I think before people discovered ChatGPT, the chatbots that are used in many websites, you know, e-commerce websites, anything, online businesses, they were very annoying, first of all. They didn't, they were really dumb. You know, they didn't actually get to the issues very quickly. And they just felt not very personalized. You know, you know you're talking to a bot, basically. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, they're good in terms of having at least, you know, if there's something really simple and if they work, then you get your answer almost immediately. Or they'll direct you to, you know, the relevant link of the website where you're trying to find an answer to a, you know, an FAQ type of question. But for more, like even a little bit more complex inquiry, chatbots are really crap. At least the ones that are that I've seen over the last few years. And so I think, you know, what we have tried to do with our solution is to move outside from, we use technology that ChatGPT also deploys, but we make it very personalized. And also, the point is to support customer service agents, human agents. The point is not to replace them. And so how can we basically use AI? And that's something that, you know, DeRiskly has been thinking about for many years, is how can we help human agents basically improve the quality of their lives? It's not just their work, but actually... I've worked in a call center before. It's very stressful, and it's about empowering. How can these AI tools empower the customer service agent rather than just replace them? Or, yeah, basically, I don't think chatbots, at least up until more recently, have been that sophisticated. So ultimately, they didn't really help the human agent, even though they're meant to. Yeah, so.
Excellent. But then kind of like, do you already see suitable business cases for that technology, in particular for customer service? Is there maybe an easy to understand example or a business case where this technology could help?
Yeah, so when you're talking about this technology, you're referring to the sort of the newer forms of technology that ChatGPT is based on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So our company, DeRiskly, has been developing solutions that already deploy these types of advancements in AI that ChatGPT is based on. So that includes natural language processing, deep learning, language modeling, and generative models. And so we've applied these new advancements in AI to domain specific basically applications that are very much focused on particular sectors, and of course in the area of customer service. So right now, if you use ChatGPT to try and help you with customer service, it's really not made specifically for example, handling customer complaints in the financial services sector, for example. So I'm not saying that it can't be, but obviously right now, ChatGPT can do a lot of things, but this is where it's very exciting to be innovating in this area because you can bring the domain specific expertise, such as in customer service or financial services, and actually develop the technology that's underpinning ChatGPT to address specific pain points that the people who use the technology face. So, you know, we shouldn't be thinking, oh, technology is great for technology's sake. We have to think about, what is this technology trying to solve? Can it solve it? And if not, is there another alternative? So in terms of a use case, our current solution have built-in features that help with replying to customers much quickly, because customers these days, any business knows, have much higher expectations regarding replying to their queries, having more personalized touches. You know, I don't want just a chatbot to reply to my query without even acknowledging who I am. And particularly for complaints need to be responded to almost immediately. And so our solution has features that allow the human agent, because it's still the human agent that has control. They have control over what the customer on the other end is you know, inquiring about or complaining about. So we have solutions that basically help them not automate the response, but help them generate very personalized, very tailored responses to help resolve customer queries and complaints in seconds. So it's not a chatbot doing this. It's not ChatGPT doing this. It's actually the human agent. And this is a tool that is empowering them. And so this is, you know, a very powerful use case where AI human interaction can really take customer service to the next level. It's not just about replacing the human. It's not about replacing the human being. Mm-hmm. So we built a solution that is able to help customer service agents actually respond to emails, social media, reviews, feedback, all on the same platform. They're going to integrate this with existing channels of customer interactions. But it's really for us bringing the AI, bringing all the advantages that AI have to elevate the customer support function and empower the human customer agent.
It sounds like you're really delivering, you know, great solutions with your company. The next question would be, what is exactly or still missing for this technology to be widely used? And also, what timeline do you see for widespread use in the community? Because the technology is there, the solution is there, but not everyone is applying it. So, you know, and some of our, you know, some of the companies are not used to it or they're not familiar. So what does it take to get there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And it comes down to one word, trust. Mm-hmm. And I think as AI becomes more widespread, I don't see a necessary correlation with the trust in AI. And so how do we promote trustworthy AI? And that's really a question that I'm you know, very passionate about. And I've been advising the UK government on this, trustworthy and responsible use of AI. Yes. So first of all, an issue that is still has not been addressed widely, even though, you know, it really affects how AI systems operate, is that it has to be robust, it has to be reliable, and it has to be explainable. Right. So they have to be reliable and robust when it comes to operating in different types of conditions. And of course, this idea of being able to explain the decision-making processes within these systems so that the users of these systems can understand them and, of course, trust them. So this explainability, robustness, and also transparency, how transparent are these AI systems? Some of these are technical issues, but some of them are also ethical and regulatory issues. And so that's also an area where ethical concerns, bias, transparency, these are concerns that need to be addressed before AI can be widely adopted. Now, you also mentioned about resources. Maybe some companies you know, don't have the data or computational resources to
exactly
use AI applications. Now, that is changing a lot, right? And so, you know, for our solution, for example, you don't really need a large amount of data. Like, our models have been trained on, like, pre-trained data. And it's basically, you don't need anything set up. You just go to a website, you log in, and you can use our AI solution automatically. So the barriers to adoption for some organization when it comes to resources in relation to AI, they're actually, we're seeing these barriers being reduced all the time. And so I still think that it comes back to the trust, the ethics, And of course, there will inevitably be talk about governance and regulation, because this is an area that is, you know, this technology is really now going into many aspects of our lives. And the issue of trust is going to be more important. And I think people are, the public is looking for clear, consistent regulatory and governance frameworks for developing and deploying AI so that it is used responsibly, so that it is used ethically, and so that it is used that gains the user's trust.
Excellent answer. It is very much so that I see, like, the security concern, obviously. And, you know, people are sometimes they get slightly insecure, especially like the employees within those companies, where they see that we're moving forward with technology. We're applying all these new technologies such as AI and all these chatbots such as ChatGPT. And some of them are concerned whether they will continue to have their jobs. Yeah. And because that's obviously, like, the technology is disrupting all of that. And people are really concerned, is my job going to remain? Or is, for example, the traditional customer service still a job in the future? Maybe you can tell me something more about that. Although you have mentioned that before, it will be more of a support. Is that correct?
Right? Correct. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, so I think the routine type of tasks will be eliminated by AI. AI really is about adding value to customer service. And so the job, the role of the customer service agent will change. We will see new types of customer service jobs that really is at the intersection of AI and human collaboration. AI systems will become more integrated with human workflows and also decision-making processes. And this sort of AI human interaction will become, will drive more efficiency in customer service. But it's not just about efficiency, because everyone talks a lot about efficiency, automating mundane repetitive tasks. It's about empowering human agents in the end. And so, you know, we might not see traditional customer service jobs as we know them, but actually maybe customer service jobs will be, you know, the new types of jobs in the economy that everyone wants to actually do, right? Call center jobs are not exactly very glamorous. I did it when I was a student, but certainly the really innovative customer service departments that we've talked to are looking at empowering the agents, of making their lives better. And that's what we want for not just customer service, but all aspects of our lives, that AI should actually improve it. So if it means that we have four-day weeks instead of 5 or 6 day weeks, because AI can help with many of the routine, mundane tasks, that's an empowering thing. And so that's where I see the direction of how AI will help us and not replace our jobs.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you so much for all these interesting answers, Mimi. I know I also wrote a paper on AI in HR and the ethical risks and opportunities when I was attending the course at Habit Set. And, you know, that's a different aspect again, like where you can apply AI in HR and you see, you know, how that is going to evolve. So I understand your point, like, you know, AI should be here to support us in future and make our lives easier. And do you have any additional inputs or insights on this topic in general? You know, where do you see, you know, this kind of like evolving, and mm-hmm. how is this going to, you know, impact our future lives?
Yeah, so I think I just want to kind of end on the point about how we interact with AI. It's not about should we interact with AI? It's here to stay. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get more advanced and sophisticated. And remember, you know, it's human beings at the end of the day that are behind AI systems. So we need to ensure that the way that AI is developed and deployed are going to be just in ways that actually help us, help empower us in our daily lives, and also bring benefits as much as there are risks. But I believe that if we have the right ethical and governance frameworks in place, and that there are developments in respect of explainability, transparency, and bias. Basically, what I'm saying is AI will bring a lot of benefits as long as it's aligned with human values and is used ethically.
That's a very nice end to this interview. Thank you so much, Mimi. Thank you very much for taking part on this exciting topic and all the exciting inputs. And thanks also to our listeners for their attention. Good luck, I would say. And I'm very excited to hear more about you, Mimi, maybe in the coming sessions. And thanks again. And I hope we will hear more on this topic. Thanks a lot. Best wishes, Mimi.
Thank you so much, Branka.